Looking to learn more about the Instagram algorithm? Have a passion for mental health and wellness? Look no further. My name's Kayla, and I'll be your host over here at Marketing and Mental Health, Instagram Algorithm, and more. Hey guys, welcome to Marketing Friday. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, why not? You can connect with me over at KaylaTheNap on Instagram and have a chance at choosing the topic for our next Whatever Wednesday. Today we're going to deep dive into an Instagram experiment that I've been running. I've taken all the tips and tidbits given to us by all of our favorite influencers and content creators, and I decided to put them to the test. Now, I do have to put a little disclaimer here. I'm not some bigwig who already had a platform or anything like that. In fact, when I started this whole experiment a whopping 3 weeks ago, I had about 225 followers on Instagram, and now I have about 270. So that's about 3 weeks and an additional 45 followers. So if this exact trend were to continue, that would mean at least 720 more followers by the end of 2021, if my math is right. Now, I really don't have a set followers goal, but my desire is to make an entire community of authentic human beings who show up unapologetically in their lives. So I mean a community of 720 or more people that I get to positively impact by the end of the year sounds pretty good to me. I guess if I had to put a number on it, I'd say 1,000 followers by the end of 2021 is obtainable for me. So here are three hacks I've been using that have seriously helped me out. I should also mention that I learned all of these from Kathy Heller's podcast, Don't Keep Your Day Job, Jenny Peterson's podcast, Social Media Influencer, and Katie Steckley's podcast, Creator Club, Social Media Marketing. They're all wonderful powerhouse women that drop the greatest tips for free. And while I can't obviously give you advice on how to grow, considering, again, I have a community of about 270 and it's not significant in the eyes of brand deals just yet, I can tell you how all of the advice they've given has worked for a little microblogger who's brand new on the scene. Okay, so we established that I had 225 followers at the beginning of this experiment. So February 21st was the first day that I implemented those tools that I was given by all of those previous women mentioned. I have to be honest, when I first started my blog, and thus my desire to grow, blossomed, I was roped into the beautiful, sparkling, but organic interaction-killing method known as pods or engagement groups. Take it from me, do not use them. It's not worth it. It's all for vanity, and the people in those groups, more times than not, don't actually care about your content and would never actually buy anything from you. So not to mention, also, Instagram has ways of figuring out if you're in an engagement group or not, and it can get your account deactivated because it's looked at as not genuine interaction. So, I used them heavily for about 2 weeks and realized that not only was my follower count not going up, but the comments that I was getting were disingenuous and it looked like a mess to the trained eye. Plus, if you're looking for brand deals down the road, they're gonna ask for your engagement percentage and it's pretty clear to see where that engagement came from. So you can totally tell on the post before my February 21st postage that it was engagement group heavy. Afterwards, everything tanked. No one was seeing my post. I was getting maybe 10 likes on a post, and I really wanted that instant gratification of an engagement group to soften the blow. But thankfully, there are a ton of creators who have grown and flourished, and if their tips worked for them, then why wouldn't it work for me? So okay, all of that out of the way, my first tip. Get on your stories. Show your face. Ask questions. I know that this can be really nerve-wracking, and I was terrified to do this at first because the people on my Instagram are from the church that I grew up in, the people that I see in my community sphere every day, people that I work with, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're probably going to think I'm a freak, and they're probably going to start talking about me, and I realized that there was a good chance that they could already be talking about me, so why would I let that stop me? But seriously, get on your stories, show your face, ask questions, and talk as though you're already talking to an audience, because this will really help your confidence. So what I do to help me with what content I'm going to put on my story, I actually content plan, and I schedule posts from Monday to Friday. I really strive to pre-make them at the beginning of each month. I'm trying to get better at creating a full month of content, but instead it's more like a week and a half of content I plan out at a time. I know what I'm about to post, so I kind of engage my audience in a way that when they see that post, they're more likely to interact with it. So for the days that I don't post on my feed, which are Saturday and Sunday, I still make sure to show up on my stories. Why? Because Instagram really, really likes when you use their features, and it also helps your audience to know that you didn't just ghost them by posting consistently and poof, disappearing. I now have about 5 to 10 more people on average watching my stories than they did before I implemented this strategy, and they tend to answer any polls or questions I have, which is great for my engagement rate. So the first hack, which really does work, is consistently showing up on your stories and making sure that there's anywhere from 5 to 10 posts up there. So that could be like 4 posts from a morning encouragement session where you encourage your audience, 4 quotes that you love, and 2 questions of some sort. Just make sure that there are 5 to 10 posts there. Honestly, it takes about 10 minutes a day to do that. I find it the easiest part of Instagram just because it's so quick and easy. I just record something and I post it. I am getting better about not talking myself out of showing up. But yeah, that's going to end up being one of the easiest of these hacks, okay? So definitely do it. Show up. Show your face. Let your audience know that you're there and that you want them to engage. Now, the second hack, or tip if you will, is to interact with people inside of your community, like your followers, and outside of your community, like people related to your niche. Instagram's a social platform. It rewards you for being social. It likes when you use its features. I've heard people say that anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours is enough engagement to make people interested in what you have to say, you know, make them click on your profile, join your community. I personally say just gauge it from what type of time that you have in a day. Social media is a time suck. I really, really love social media. I enjoy being social in an internet-based way, and I honestly can get sucked in so easily. So I have been working on chopping it down to at least an hour. And sometimes that's like chopped up into different pieces of being social. So like I won't spend the whole hour liking or leaving comments, but rather I will divvy up an hour during my day to like and leave comments, to DM people, to answer their stories, like that whole thing. And I think that this one has really helped me to contribute to the additional 45 humans who have joined me over the last few weeks. My last tip, the gold mine tip number 3. But first, a quick break from our sponsor. Okay, drum roll please. Tip number 3 is hashtags, hashtags, hashtags. Learn about hashtags. Learn about what type of hashtags you should use. Learn about what kind of hashtags work in your niche. Learn how many hashtags to use. Learn all about hashtags. Hashtags are like a superpower, and it takes so long to develop that people doubt if it's even worth it. But from everything I've read and listened to, hashtags are so worth going through the work to understand. Now, I've personally experimented, and for reals, 5 hashtags seem to be the best for engagement. Why? Honestly, I don't actually know. When I put 30 hashtags, when I put 15 hashtags, when I put 7 hashtags on a reel, it kind of flops and doesn't get more than 500 views. I've heard it explained that hashtags are like the addresses where your audience lives, and with reels not showing up in the recents area for hashtags, adding too many will cause the algorithm to not really know who to show it to. I don't know if that's true or not, but hey, it sounds good. So for reels, 5 good hashtags is my threshold. Now for regular posts, I'm still playing around with it. I usually put 30 because at least it puts it in the recents, but a new trick I want to implement is a bit time consuming, and I truly haven't done it yet. However, from a group that I'm a part of on Facebook, of where we all just kind of chat about the algorithm and hashtags, I found a gem. So here we go. You don't have to be a part of the group to hear it because I'm going to tell you it right now. Here it is. You're going to look through 150 hashtags that are relevant to your niche. And I know that this sounds like a lot, but bear with me, okay? Choose anywhere from 21 to 30 of those hashtags and put them into categories. The first category will be all about the hashtags that are below 30,000 uses. The second category will be all of the hashtags in between 30,000 and 300,000 uses. And then the third category will be all of the hashtags above 300,000 but below 1 million. And you're going to switch around the hashtags and use different ones from each group each time you post. So that's what I'm going to be implementing within these next few weeks, the second I get a moment to sit down and do that research. Now, none of these hacks are going to work if the content that's being put out there isn't relevant or valuable. So also make sure that your content is good and is making a difference in someone else's life. So that's the spiel. Those are the three hacks that I'm currently using to grow my audience and reach more people. So I'll see you on Monday for Mental Health Monday. We've got a great topic to dive into, and you're not going to want to miss it. So don't miss out. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to it. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave me a 5-star rating so that more people can find it. You have no idea how much it means to podcasters when you take that time to leave a 5-star rating and a review if you like it, because it helps more people see it, catches their eye, and then suddenly they're listening and a part of the community too. So don't miss out. Don't let them miss out. Subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and connect with me on Instagram at @KaylaTheKnapp. I'd love to see you over there. DM me and let me know that you came from the podcast, okay? We'll chat soon.